Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. I am live today. I see all you guys in the queue here. We have a ton of callers today, so I'm really excited to give each and every one of you what you need today. I will do my best to get through as many people as possible. So let me start with the energy that's for this group. Because as you guys know, I do energy updates every month. And I did November. So I'm going to briefly go through November. If you're not subscribed, you can go to my website, intuitionbynadia.com, and subscribe and you'll get them. They're just, it's the only thing I send out, guys. It's just for you to get, you know, in touch with what the energy is so you can go, wow, I'm not alone in this. This is what I've been feeling. So we are in a time of transformation. And what that means, guys, is, you know, there's this sort of roller coaster ride, because in transformation, there's a breaking down and a rebuilding. So like I say to my kids, when we're transforming and we're learning new things and we're learning new ways of being, it's always uncomfortable. Our body, our brain wants to do what we've always done. But this is the time where we have to break these patterns, okay? And this is when you're going to see massive manifestations as you shift, okay? But this is really going deep within. As you know, guys, it is always my intention to empower you and have you know and feel the creator that you are and get everything that you want. And this is really the time to go within and go, where do I not feel powerful? Where do I still feel victimized or afraid, or, you know, really going and looking under those rocks? Because the first 2 weeks of November is really inward. I can feel it with myself. I'm absolutely an extrovert. I have massive bandwidth for engaging with people. And even this week, I've been feeling that I need more time alone. I need more time to myself. So just pay attention. What I also want to talk about is try to adopt this belief. You know, Dee calls me, those of you, most of you know Dee Wallace, we're friends. She called me this week and she was struggling with something. And this is what we got to. And it came for me when I was meditating for this group today, whoever's listening, which is trust. Believing that things can be easy. So now here's a conflict. Dee, for example, was like, oh, when things are easy, I can't trust it. So I'm telling people to adopt the belief that things come easy to me. And there is this sort of block of like, well, but if it comes easy, I can't trust it. It's not okay. And because I think that's a lot of us what we've learned. If it's too good to be true, or, you know, there's this sort of don't be naive. And so that was just a little bit something I wanted to give you guys, is opening to trusting, because trust is the key to manifesting. We talk about this all the time, but all the equation is desire and belief, okay? And belief is going, I know it's done. My inner being got it. Let's go. I know that everything I want is there, whether it's the partner or the money or the body. Everything I want is available to me. All I have to do is know it's coming and listen for the cues, listen for the impulses. So that was just something I wanted to give you guys, because I think it's a pretty big one. And even for me, because I'm a parentified child, I'm an overdoer, I'm an A-type personality. So I was like, wow, can I manifest living in a state of overwhelm, because that makes us feel safe, because that's what we know. So even guys, you know, I'm always doing this work for myself still, even after all these years, just really going, wow, here's something else that I discovered during this powerful transformational time that isn't serving me anymore. Okay, because I can handle a lot. Dee and I can go, but that's not serving us anymore. We're ready to let it be a little bit easier. So it's knowing that things are done and letting the universe do the heavy lifting. And for each and every one of you, it's going to be different ways that you get to that. And that's what I want you to explore, is what's keeping me from knowing it's done and letting the universe do it, because that's it. That's the work. So after these first 2 weeks of November, there's sort of passion and fire and excitement coming in. I love this energy, and it's fuel the fire of what you desire. Okay. Loving the rhyming right now. So it's really going now with this sort of intense fire, exciting energy. There is going to come sort of drama, because this is sort of a high energy coming in. So a lot of times, and you know, we are entering the holidays, there's always this family drama. So just don't engage with that. Focus on what you love, what you're excited about, what you want to create, and give yourself permission like a child to be excited about something. And I love that around Christmas. It's just my kids are already excited about Christmas, you know, in the first 2 weeks of November. So really touching with that energy in the last 2 weeks of November going into December. Because this is such a fun time. It's almost like the things that you really want are going to come into your face. So this is what I got for this group. This is really interesting, you guys. So they gave me this weird thing. I'm just going to read it to you because when I channel stuff, I'm like, okay, whatever this means, it means. So the universe is bringing you what you've practiced thinking about. And this is really hard when you're in a situation where people are abusive to you or nasty to you or dishonest with you. It's hard to go, wow, how can I have a part in this? Because I'm not like that. I don't have that going on. Absolutely. So because I have this with a lot of clients. So what have I practiced thinking about? Have you practiced being in your power? Have you practiced being confident? Have you practiced? So it's understanding that I must be holding the belief that I'm going to be taken advantage of, or that other people aren't trustworthy, or that I can't trust other people. So it's really being willing to look at that, because everything that comes to us, no matter how bad it is we have a part in it, or else it wouldn't be in our experience. And that's a really hard pill to swallow, guys. And I get that. And I want to help you get through that. So another exercise I want you guys to do is pick a subject. So let's say we want a partner. Okay. What am I dominantly feeling and thinking about this subject? And be really honest with yourself. Don't put a Band-Aid on it, guys. You know, it's my belief that like affirmations are great, but you really got to feel it. And with each and every one of you, I try to feel for where your path of least resistance is. You know, I had a client yesterday and we were talking about her relationship with somebody and she had so much resentment and it didn't feel good. And I was like, well, where can you, but I don't believe this person can change. So I'm holding on to this resentment because I don't trust this person and I don't believe they can change. And I said, okay, well, which feels better? I don't believe this person can change, or I would love to believe this person could change and we could have a relationship. And it's just such a small shift, but you can feel the relief in it and you can feel the shifting into a more satisfied state. And that's the work, you guys. And you have to learn to do this for yourself, but I'm here to help you also. So the other thing is slowing momentum of the things that are unwanted. So what do I dominantly really feel about this? And how does my inner being feel about this? So how can I increase the momentum of what's not working, of what is working, and decrease the momentum of what isn't working? So I'm going to help you guys do that today, of how can we give energy to what we want and take away energy from what we don't want. What's challenging is it's, you know, I'm really guilty of this. I love to vent sometimes. Like when I'm really angry, I want to vent. Okay. Like I just want to get it out. And sometimes that's my path of least resistance, you know, and that's okay. It's knowing where you are and what you need. If I'm feeling really powerless, anger is a step in the right direction. And then I need to keep going up that scale. Okay. This is a huge gift I got for myself. And this is the last thing, and then we'll go through callers. Huge gift I got for myself this week, you guys. I was listening to an Abraham Hicks, who you guys know I love and I always recommend listening to. And this woman was saying, most people, if they have a choice and they're moving up the scale, which feels better, boredom or anger? And you guys, anger felt better to me. And I was like, oh no. And Abraham was like, most people, boredom should feel better because that's actually where you want to go up the scale. But anger to me has more energy, has more momentum. So it felt better to me. And I was like, wow, that's why overwhelm feels better to me than easy. And this was a huge realization for me, you guys. And I'm hoping that a lot of you are resonating with this because this blew my mind. This was like one of those moments I was like, oh, hell no. I can't believe it. So I love these moments because I love giving them to you because I love that this is a journey that we're constantly getting discernment moving forward. So hopefully that helps you guys. So I'm moving into it's okay to be bored because bored is more in alignment than anger. Damn, got me. That one got me, guys. Okay, so I have a ton of callers today. I know that I cannot get to everybody. So right now in this moment, do me a favor, set an intention, ask the question that you want in your mind, ask the guidance that you need for yourself. And I promise you, you will get it. I will might say it to someone else. And sometimes it's easier to receive when I'm talking to someone else than it is when someone's actually the caller. So just please have your ears open. I know you'll get what you need today. And if you are somebody that keeps calling in and I don't get to you, I do go in order. Go ahead and email me, and the next show I will be sure to get to you if you give me your phone number, okay? Because I know that sometimes this blog talk radio is crazy. All right, here we go. Let's get started. As you guys know, I don't have a producer, so I have to call out your area code, so listen up. All right, first I have 678. 678. Who's this?
Oh, fabulous. That's me, Laura, in Atlanta.
Hi, Laura. Hi.
I went to see Abraham last Sunday in Atlanta. And it was awesome. Like 1,000 people there. So I have, I would love a general, and then I have two quick questions. And I love what you said to begin. Yeah.
Okay. They're showing me a money thing here. And they're showing me that there's like a, it's really interesting because they're showing me something very positive here around money, around career. Do you want to look at that?
Good. No.
Okay, do you want to look? Okay.
I feel pretty good about that. So
that's probably where it's showing up.
Yeah. Well, I'm having some pain issues. And, you know, I've had for about 5 years pain in my thumb joints and my knees and just muscle and joint kind of wonkiness. And I've gotten these little nodules on my fingers and they really hurt. And I'm like, and so it brings up, oh, I'm getting older and there's no cure for arthritis and
All those thoughts we don't like. So it's interesting because the reason they brought me to career is because they're saying to me, focus on what is working. Because what's happening is if you focus on the one thing in your life that's working, because they're showing me money, they're showing you really positive things in career, it's going to help dissipate these things. So they're just giving me that. That's why they're giving, I was like, why are you showing me career then? That's why.
Okay.
You know how Abraham says, you could have 5 things going wrong. You focus on the one thing that is going right. Everything else starts to go right. So they're giving that
exactly
for you. Let me look at the body stuff really quick. Okay. So hold on.
Okay.
It
just seemed to flare up the past 2 weeks.
Okay. So this is really interesting. This is something that's not making you feel safe. And for most people it's money, but it's not money for you. It's a vulnerability issue. It's where you feel vulnerable. It's because that's the feeling that I'm feeling from you around this manifestation is I feel vulnerable. I feel, you know, it brings up that fear of almost weakness for lack of a better word, right?
Well, don't feel like doing, you know, active things. I still do them, but you know, it just makes you feel like, oh my God, I'm getting older, that kind of thing, which I never thought I would ever have.
Yeah, I'm not owning any of that. Exactly. So,
no.
But my question is that the feeling that it's bringing up is the key to what's manifesting it. Okay. So we don't need to dig it up, but we know the feeling is I don't feel powerful here. I don't feel strong. I don't feel in control of my body. Does that make, like, all of those are the feelings that are coming up, right? So where is that feeling familiar?
I don't really know. I mean, I go in and out of feeling very confident about being a powerful manifester. And then other times, whatever the crud is you're dealing with, it feels so real. And like, I forget it. I mean, I've been studying it for 4 years.
Listen, preach into the choir, honey.
It's life.
I get it. It's human. We're human.
When the world really, like, it's not, thankfully, it's nothing really serious, but it's a very frustrating, annoying, kind of often
totally
painful, not
and
always
you're not
painful
the only one. Thing. Yeah, you're not the only one suffering from something chronic. So when we have something chronic, we also have given it a lot of energy and it has a lot of momentum. What's showing me here is that you are accustomed to keeping things out of balance. Because it's almost like when there's this sort of like a tipping thing they're showing me of like, when this thing is going good, something else has to not go good. And so there's a sense of weird balance that I'm seeing from your like childhood or something. It's just this old thing of like, something's got to go. I got to give something up.
Oh, that's very
really
insightful.
Have
well, like
it
how the career was going so well and then I broke my wrist, which is better, you know, that's healing, but it's still not normal.
Exactly.
Well,
so
what would be an affirmation like I can have it all at once or something?
What I would say is first of all, I client 18 years old with brain cancer. 18 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And my heart, he was so beautiful. He's so beautiful. I can't even tell you. I burst into tears when I saw him on the computer. So beautiful. And he is not doing chemo and that tumor is going away. Okay, so like he's so powerful. Okay, super powerful kid. And that's why he's here, to go, let me show you how powerful I am, that you told me I have a terminal tumor and it's going away. Okay? Because this kid gets it. He came and getting it. And so what you need to first know is all of this is reversible. All of it is temporary. I'm going to tell you right now, what we need to do is, if I give you an affirmation of my body's healing itself, you're like, no, but it's still here. You know, that's what I'm feeling from your energy. So I want to give you the next right thing, which is, my cells know what to do. I just want to get out of the way and let them do it. Pain is me calling for energy that I'm not allowing. So when I feel the pain, I'm going to go, I'm allowing the energy. I'm calling forth the energy to let my cells heal this. Okay? Because I just feel like you've been calling for it and calling, and all you got to do is allow it a little bit and you'll start to feel that relief. They are showing me, do you take an anti-inflammatory?
Oh my God. I'm taking like 30 to 50 crazy supplements.
Okay.
I was going to go to this doctor. She looks kind of progressive. You know, you have to go to a rheumatologist, but they treat osteo too. And, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not that bad, but I also want to prevent it. You know, I just thought, well, maybe something about her energy I like. She's from Romania originally.
Well, I love it. I think the solution is available to you. What I want you to focus on, you asked me what to give you, and I'm going to give you this. I love the feeling of being free in my body. Oh, I look forward. I can't wait until my feet, I can move my hands and move this. Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait for that to come. I'm ready for that. So you feel how that's like, I love that feeling. So seek for, what am I really looking for? The feeling of getting up and feeling, oh, I'm alive. I have energy, you know? So that's what you want to give energy to, is how do I want to feel in my body? Oh, I would love it if I can't wait for, I'm ready for the solution for this. So you feel how those statements don't have resistance.
Yeah. Can I ask you one quick other question
quick?
So, I really do want to explore like when one thing, like the other shoe has to drop kind of thing. So I noticed, so money's going very well and continues to, and I met this guy, I don't know, you know, he's nice. I don't have a real, but it was even like a hopeful thing. And then I'm like, talking myself out of it.
Well, here's why, because you still have to clean this up, because the body stuff is putting you in like a weaker state of mind. It's putting you in a not powerful state of mind. So it's meh, it's meh, you know? So you're getting meh.
Yeah.
But what I love is that you're opening and that you're allowing things to come in. That's exciting. Okay, I'm ready for passion. I'm ready for excitement. That's what I told you coming in at the end of this month. So what did this make you know you want? It's, I want to feel sexy. I want to feel alive in my body. I'm ready. I want to feel passionate and excited about somebody. So that's what I would give my energy to for you.
Okay, regardless of whether this guy develops into a friendship or not.
Obviously, you know he's not the guy, but you're at least you're opening to that energy, which is great.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No,
that's great. That was really helpful.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay, next I have 267. 267.
Ooh, good. I'm glad I got in. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania. Thank you. I love your reading.
Hi, Jessica. Oh, thanks. How can I help you, sweetie?
So based on what you were talking, I was like kind of going around of what I would ask you, but, based on what you were talking about in the beginning, so I'm currently living, in this guy's, warehouse, and I want to find another place, and I want to be disconnected from this guy's energy, but I notice I have like fearful things that come up that he's going to. He's trying to control me with like what kind of job I get. And like, he's my realtor. He's trying to find me a house, but he's like, you have to get this job. And it's just too much. I'm done with him. So I want it to be peaceful and not an eruption like I have had experienced in the past.
Okay. So this is what they're showing me. First of all, the block to this coming is simply your anxiety. Okay. That's it. We have to find a way to soothe your anxiety in being there. Okay, because the anxiety is fueling you wanting to go, right? Because you feel controlled, you don't feel totally safe, you're just not in a relaxed place, right? And you want to create, a space where you feel relaxed, where you feel at home, where you feel like you own the space, right? So we have to find a way to soothe that anxiety, okay? So can we find any feeling of like, hey, I'm grateful that they're showing me appreciation. Like, I have a roof over my head. I have a place to sleep. I have, and I just, this place has made me desire and is put into your escrow, is put into your energy field, a amazing place to live that feels safe and peaceful and calm. That's the energy I feel from your new space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to find a way to activate the feeling of the new space in the now. And that's your challenge, because you're going, but I'm looking at this. And you know, we have to find a way to expect beyond what we're observing in order for it to come in. I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
You have to learn to go, it's coming. I have to expect beyond. This place has put a new place in your escrow. And you absolutely, you can go, hey, thank you for your help. I'm going to get the job I want. But thanks for your, this guy isn't trying to hurt you. He's trying to help you. He's just doing it in a controlling manner. I definitely feel his energy. He has a lot of mixed energy. I almost feel like he has a crush on you or something.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's just like, yeah, because it just feels like that a little bit. Like, I don't feel like he's trying to hurt you. I just think he's trying to help you because he has an ulterior motive, because there's like a crush thing, okay? They are showing me here many doors opening. You're going to start, if you do this for like 7 days, which is like, I'm appreciative for this, I'm ready for this, universe, show me my next place, show me my job, I'm so ready. Just this sort of softening of appreciation of what you do have, I'm seeing doors opening pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah, I feel it. And I actually feel that I'm moving. Like, I feel like I'm getting a corporate job and I'm going to move like out of the immediate area. I don't know if
let me look at that. Anything. Let me look. Yeah, they're showing me new community. Yes, yes, yes. New community here. Yes. New community. So that usually means a new, you know, an entire, and this is interesting. It's not going to be that far. It's not going to be that far.
Okay.
It's not super far, but they're actually showing me a move. So where are you now?
I'm kind of everywhere. Spirit's been having me drive everywhere, so I'm like within an hour radius all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's within like a driving distance, not plane distance. That's what they're showing me. Driving distance,
so the
not, like
so I'm sorry to cut you off, but I know that you're quick.
No problem. No, please, you can totally cut me off.
You think the job first, and then I move with the job, or like, because that. Yeah, or the house first, then.
It's interesting because you might have two moves, because they're showing me here that there might be a interim place that feels better than where you are. Okay, so they're just showing me this is a possibility. But they're saying to me, how's your meditation? You need to get in a receiving mode. The anxiety puts us in future and fear and panic, and we need to get in that relaxed, receiving state. And that's where they're showing me sort of, you know, there's many options of the way this could go for you. There's so many doors and different pathways, and they're all good. And they're all leading where you want to go. So I wouldn't worry too much about which comes first. Because
about this paranoia.
No, he just has a crush on you. That's what you're picking up on. This sort of like, it's a little icky. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just a little you know, and I get it as a woman, I get it, but I don't think he's going to harm you. I don't think he's going to harm you. No.
Okay. Yeah. Just to confirm, when I spoke to you last time, you said, oh, you have this low grade anxiety and just watch it. Cause I was like, I don't really know what you're talking about. And I've been paying attention to that. And I definitely feel like I cleaned it more. I mean, I'm going to go deeper now cause you're bringing it up again.
Well, I feel like it's more at the surface now. It's not, you brought it up, which is really good, which is, I don't trust this person. I don't feel it here. I don't like this. I don't like this. You know, I just want you to watch what you dominantly think about around where you live, like the exercise I gave in the beginning. What am I dominantly feeling and thinking about this? Okay. And what do I want to give my energy to? Okay.
Right. Okay.
And that'll help you with the anxiety because you'll go, oh, I am actually thinking this and this and this, you know?
Right. Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Jessica.
All right. Bye.
Bye, sweetie. Okay. Next I have 719. 719. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Bridget in Colorado.
Hey, Bridget. How are you?
Well,
how can I help you, Dara?
And getting so everything you said in the beginning about you and Dee fit for me this week. I was just
good.
I haven't felt this many days of stuff in a long time. So with that, just general, which is my easy route to go for clearing this out.
Yeah, so I'm definitely seeing like almost like a disconnect from your inner voice a little bit, too strong a word, but there's a sense of like you're so focused on what's in front of you that's stressing you out a little bit that you're not going inward. And we need to bring you inward because they're showing me here, it's all going to work out, all okay. You don't have to worry. Like they're giving me the sense of like it's all going to be okay.
Cool.
I don't
know if
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what we all have to do, right?
But it feels like you're in a conflict. Like it feels like you're focused on something that you want a specific solution to. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So many areas.
Okay. So like I you're looking for a specific solution instead of opening to the best solution. I'm just going to open to however this wants to get solved because they're showing me solutions that you haven't thought of. To these things. Like there's like these like other options that you're sort of limited in your view. And I think this is because of this sort of disconnect in your intuition. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I've started trying to expand my objectivity.
Yeah, because they're showing me here, is there a money issue?
Just not as abundant as what I'm used to with all the
Yeah, because they're showing me more money coming. Yeah, because they're showing me more money coming.
Cool.
Here.
That'd be
yeah,
wonderful.
They're saying, oh, well, money's coming, so don't worry about that. And they keep bringing this back to you. What we want you to do is reach for how spirit inner being sees this. Reach for that. How does my inner being see this?
Yep.
How does my inner being?
Okay.
Because it's such a small thing for you, but it's going to click you into that spot. Just asking that question, Bridget, is going to massively shift your energy.
Cool. Thank you very much. That's helpful.
Is that helpful? I know it's super general, but they're giving this for you. It's just giving you, it's just that little tweak.
You know, I trust anything I get. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Bridget. Have a great day. Bye, sweetie.
You too.
Next I have 831. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. You got through, girl. You got through.
I got God, three times the charm.
Yes. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I want a general. I feel like things
okay.
are moving.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah.
Finally.
I got to tell you, I see good energy here. I see really good energy here. Around money, around the business. I see
mm-hmm.
momentum picking up in 2023. They're showing me massive momentum. This is going to sound insane, but there might be an investor or someone coming in.
Ooh, great.
Which is really weird. Like I'm seeing a male energy with money coming in. Like something's going to
no.
get bigger. Something's going to get larger.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But this is 2023.
Yeah.
So chill during these holidays.
Okay.
Just chill. Don't stress about the holidays.
But things are moving finally. I'm going to be seen now. My business is going to be seen finally.
I see it kind of blowing up, to tell you the
wow.
truth. Like, yeah.
Wow.
And what they want you to get ahead of is I want balance. I don't want to be in a state of overwhelm like we were talking earlier. I want it to be a give and a take and a give and this really nice balance of outward energy and receiving energy and outward energy. So that's what I want you to call forth because I am seeing an opportunity. It could get overwhelming. Okay. So
yeah.
I just don't want that for you. I want it to be a little more balanced. I got to tell you, your son's coming in right now, really strong. Hold on a second.
Oh my gosh.
He's very present right now around your family. Very, very present. It almost feels like grief has he's saying to me, everyone's sad again. Like there's this feeling of like people were, and now there's this sort of wave of sadness. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Just because
are you,
his family's changing. There's a new person now.
His wife is dating.
Getting married.
He's okay with
getting married.
It.
Yeah.
He's okay with it. He's happy about it. He likes this guy. He's going, this man's going to show up for my kids. I get goosebumps. He's not upset about it. It's joyful.
Yeah,
for him.
And that might be the only thing that I could think of.
But I think that's the grief again. It's like, you're right. Cause it's like, oh, here's grief again. Like, we have to grieve him because there's someone new. Yeah. Okay. So that's why now it makes sense to me. There's this sense of like, I'm grieving again, you know? But he's saying, no, it's okay. But that's why he's giving me joy. He's giving me giving me goosebumps and joy, and that this is the right thing, and this is a good person, and that he feels good about it. So I just wanted to give that to you because I think that's going to give you a little peace.
I did meet him, and I know that.
Good. Well, he's confirming. Okay. He just wanted you to know.
Yeah.
He's very present.
Everybody else who hasn't really met him yet.
Of course not. But I get goosebumps. I almost feel like he picked him. I get emotional.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. I get really emotional, Joan. That's very powerful.
Oh, gosh. But I feel like he's with me, too, with this business, you know, helping me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's very present with you. And he's showing me here, he goes, don't try to push things. Don't rush things. Let it unfold. Okay, mom,
okay.
Chill.
I'm trying, working on
okay,
it.
Mom,
I'm
working. Chill. Like that's the feeling I get from him. Okay, he's so in a good place. I just have to tell you, his energy is so powerful. You know, I normally don't do a lot of mediumship, but when it comes. And so he's letting you know that, like what I said earlier, like this sort of ease feeling, let it flow for you, because this is coming, Joanne. Okay. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know. I could feel it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne. I love talking to you. Okay. You have a great day.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye,
thanks,
Steve.
You too. Bye.
Okay, next I have 626. 626, hello.
Hi, Nadia. Hello. It's Charlene in California.
Hi, girl. How are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to have a general today for the highest information that I need now.
Okay, Charlene, let's see what you got going on. All right, what do you need? All right, you're in the process of really letting go of stuff. Like, I just feel like you're in a really, they want to give to you, you're doing things right. It's working. They just want to tell you, it's working, okay? It's working.
All right.
You're relaxing more. You're not as, I love this energy. And they're showing me here, like, bringing in of this like soul family really soon. Like I'm just seeing a new, like connections for you.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know if that makes sense. Are you looking for that?
Yeah. And I just reconnected with some old friends from college. I actually just met with them yesterday.
I love that. I love that.
Some girlfriends. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they're showing me this sort of new connection. Absolutely. Oh, I love this energy. I'm very excited for you, Charlene, because this is, you know, normally when I talk to you, I feel that little bit of like, they're showing me like you are opening. It is working. This is coming. And they're showing me here like romantic relationship also. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that
you've been getting that. So, I am opening to new things.
Yeah. You are. And I want to confirm that you are.
Okay.
It's working. You're doing it. Yes, girl. I got to tell you, I am mad at this reading. Okay. Everything you're doing, you're moving in the right direction. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep the momentum going. Don't like, they're showing me like there's this sort of impulse to want to take score of like, it's not here yet or this. Don't do that. Keep doing what you're doing. Like it's very close. It's like, keep watering that plant is about to pop. Okay.
So,
you encouragement.
Okay. That's what I needed because I was questioning like, am I just supposed to go with the flow right now rather than trying, you know, and not try to, you know, keep score, make things happen, that kind of
it's
thing.
It's coming. So your job is to go, I know it's coming and I'm going to have some fun and I'm going to chill. Because you're like me, we're controlling people. We will like take, what's the action I got to take? You know, for you to go, I know it's coming. It's in my vibration. Nadia confirmed it. It's there. I can feel it. I'm so excited for these new connections. I'm ready. So that's how you want to, you know, juice it up, but that's it. Find the moments where you just go, you know, those moments, you know, when you get into bed, for me, and a long day, and I get into my bed and my sheets are clean. I'm like, oh, this is so satisfying. Just getting in my bed with my clean sheets. Right.
Yeah.
Find those moments. Those are the moments that I want you to milk a little bit. That would be the only
thing. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite time. I was like, oh, it's so nice. So nice. So I just think like milking those moments a little bit will also juice it up.
Okay. And then anything about moving, I mean, it's not going to happen immediately, but like I'm just still.
They're giving me not to focus on it. Just try to let it go for now. Because they're going to show, they're going to bring it to you. I want you to not worry about it. Focus on what you appreciate, on where you are and what you'd love. Oh, I love this, but I would love this instead. That's okay. Just don't, I feel like you need to let it come to you because the timing's not quite right yet.
Okay. Got it.
Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you.
Hi, sweetie. You guys are the cutest. All right. Next I have 281. 281. Hello.
Hi. Is that the area code?
Yes. Hi. Hi.
Oh, golly. I wasn't sure you had me. Hi, this is Cheryl in Houston.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hello, Sister Leo.
Let me help you out today, girl. How can I help you today, sweetie?
I would like a general reading, please. I've been feeling really stuck. And then if we have time, I have a quick question.
Okay. So I definitely feel that stuck energy. Okay. I definitely feel there's this sense of not knowing your value. Of like not
knowing what?
Your value, not knowing how valuable you are. You know, like there's this sense of devaluing yourself that's happening right now. And I think that, you know, I'm privy to some stuff going on with you, but I think that that's the core of it is going, I am valuable. I am important. Like, you know what I'm getting? I got to tell you, Cheryl, it's like with my kids, I have this big thing of like all feelings are real and they're all important, right? That's my big thing. Uh-huh. It's like my son will go, I don't like the way my jacket feels, right? I'm like, I believe you. You don't like the way your jacket feels. You still have to wear your jacket, but your feelings are real and they're important, right? And there's this sense of devaluing of your feelings. That like my feelings aren't valuable. My feelings aren't important. So people can hurt me because there's that sort of feeling of like my feelings aren't important. And this is why I think things are wonky for you. So how do we turn around? Let's turn it around, which is, first of all, we know, we Leo sisters, that we want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be valued. We want to feel special. We want to feel important, right?
Yeah.
And that is who
like
you really
are. Like the jewel, yeah.
Yes. And I got to say, I do see this man here again. Okay, so he's floating around, girl. He's here. He's floating. He's
What's he look like? Give me some clue, man. Is he younger, older? Tall. I see him tall and younger.
Okay, let me see if I can tune to him. Hold on 1 second, Sue. Okay. You know what's interesting? I got to tell you this.
What?
He hasn't been – he's going through something right now. Okay, he's going. He's going through something. There's a problem. I feel like he's very a successful person, and there's some drama. So he's in like the middle of something right now. And this is part of why I always say when something doesn't happen, there's always two sides to the story. Okay, and I know that you were expecting him, and you're like he's coming. I'm seeing a drama on his side. Okay, but his desire for connection and love is so strong. He's absolutely a romantic. This guy's a romantic. This is the guy that's going to bring you flowers, that's going to do the romantic things because I'm getting the feeling of him. And I'm also seeing money for this guy. He's very generous. I feel him. I do feel like it's interesting because I feel him like not super tall, but not short, like that sort of averagey, like 5'10".
Okay. Yeah, that works. Like
I don't see him too super tall and I don't see him super short. I just see that like that middle range. He's a master at manifesting success. Okay. That's his. And in love, he's had like this horrible. I mean, it's making
Wait,
me laugh.
A master. I'm sorry. You keep breaking up. A master at manifesting
he's
what?
He's a master at success. So he is like really good at manifesting success and money, but his love life is like a disaster. So he's been like asking for this partner, and he's like breaking up this energy. It's interesting. I'm seeing darker hair. I'm seeing like brown hair, dark hair, not black, not blonde, brown hair. Age-wise, I'm feeling around 50. I don't know how old you are.
Okay.
So I'm feeling around 57. Like that mid.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, around 50. So maybe a little younger.
Okay.
Around 50. So maybe early 50s, that feeling. Okay.
Okay.
But girl, he there.
Okay.
And what was the question you wanted to ask me?
I live in apartments and my neighbor smokes the most foul cigarettes. It's killing me. I haven't been on my balcony in 2 years and
right.
I'm just wondering, would it be, I've tried to offer to buy her a bench further down and anyway, she won't do it. And I'm wondering if it would be a waste of time to go talk to the, owner of that unit and just
let her know the
problem.
They're showing me the speak up. And this is the advice I would give you. Before you go speak up, because they are showing me you need to speak up, I want you to shift the energy of her feelings are important. Her point of view is important. Okay. She has a point of view that's valid. And it's not okay to smoke outside. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
You want to be free to walk out and have your cigarette. I get it. You want your, I totally understand, but it's just super disruptive.
Yeah.
Can we find a win-win where you get to go smoke your cigarette and I get clear air on my balcony? That's the intention you want to set before you go talk to the landlord. Okay.
Should
like,
I take someone with me? The woman's from a different culture, and I'm wondering, should I take one of my friends from that culture with me just to kind of bridge trust?
Yeah, just in case. I think that's fine. But I would just clean up this energy. Love this woman. Validate her and validate her experience because that's what you want. You want to be validated. So I always say bring to the table what you want the other person to bring, right?
I was totally doing that, and then the last time I asked her if please she could just walk while she smoked, all of a sudden she's got her two sons, like, being menacing. Now they smoke exactly in front of my
staircase. And again, I don't want to feed the story, so you're going, what's the feeling that it's bringing up? I'm not valued. My voice doesn't matter. I'm not, like I said in the beginning.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
It's that same energy of, like, whatever I say, it doesn't matter. Nobody listens to me. My
yeah,
not important.
That's exactly how it feels with her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the energy that I just want you to shift is going, my voice is not important. I want to win-win. I want them to be able to do what they want. And I want to have the freedom to have beautiful, fresh air, you know? So I think that'll really help. Let me know how that goes, girl. Keep me posted.
Okay. Yeah. I think I realize when I feel into that, it feels like I'm just, because I know I'm so powerful.
Yeah.
That it feels like I'm really, like, threatening, even though I'm, like, this tiny little blue-eyed thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're like
it
me.
Feels
like, you know,
so,
I have a strong energy.
Yeah.
But it's all about what's the momentum I'm coming from? Oh, my God, I'm so fucking annoyed. Excuse my language. You guys keep smoking?
Yeah.
Because that's a little bit – that's what's under. And
well, it's hurting my health. I mean, it's causing bronchitis and stuff.
Of course. Exactly. So you go, I want the win-win. I want everybody to feel free and get what they want. That's your intention. All right.
Thank you. I love you. You are so helpful. Oh, my gosh. You lifted me up this week.
Oh, good.
Thank you, my dear. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, next I have 310. 310, hello. Hello, I know who this is. Is it Mikey? Wixie?
Is it me? Awesome.
It is you.
It is me, Nod. Hello, darling. I love you so much, and I miss you. Let's get to it because I know you're busy and I feel like, you know, I'm doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why doubt seeps in a little bit which has always been my problem about really, really believing in myself.
Yeah.
But things are good for me. I only have first world problems.
Right.
We've been renovating my apartment. My relationship seems all great. I'm happy. I'm good. I feel like I'm doing the work. So I feel like I'm kind of in Charlene's place, like continue to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And just believe in that everything's in my vortex and I'm in it.
Well, and I think that
so I'm
what
a general.
I'm feeling.
I'm a general.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a general. What I'm seeing actually is a decision coming up for you. Like, I don't know if this is going to be a job change. I don't know if this is going to be like, I just see you going, I have a new path available to me. Okay, so I'm seeing something coming in that's like a new direction. This could be career. Is that the one area that you feel is not like 100% what you want? Okay, because that's what they're bringing me to career. Okay, So first of all, there is this. Okay, so this is going to, again, you're also a Leo. So we got Leo's representative today. And
yes, Mama.
You know how when we were little, there was that feeling when I was little, I was a musician when I was little, and I was like, I'm going to be the exception to the rule. It's hard for everybody else, but it's going to be easy for me. Do you know that feeling as a kid?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we lose that pretty quick. I lost that pretty quick. By 7, I was like, oh, my, you know, that's gone. Okay, so.
No,
what
I understand,
you
but
back,
I'm trying
like,
to
oh.
hang on to that, and then.
Yeah, you're trying to
I'm
hang
sorry,
on to
it. I'm sorry,
go
ahead again.
Yeah, you're trying to hang on to it, but what's
I'm trying
happening
to get back
is,
to that.
Yes, because what's happening is reality is too strong. What other people are manifesting or what the quote-unquote business says is too dominant. It's too real, okay? So you're going, so for example, I'll use a woman. When you're at a certain age, you know, all of a sudden you're not viable. J-Lo's like, yeah, hell no. No, thank you. I'm still hot as hell. In my fit, you know, people are changing what has been. And you need to be as Leos, as that's who we are. We're not doing the path that everybody else does. We have to do our own path. You know, you want to be the one that goes at this age when I made it. You want to be the inspiration to people.
Yes, like I keep thinking of Louise Hay.
Yes, yes. Or even, you know, there's so many people. I love the Lucille Ball story because she didn't get the Lucy show till she was 40. And at that time, she might as well have been 60. You know what I mean? Because of that time, it was, you know, equivalent age-wise. And she, it's just being, you know, I think about Dolly Parton. I think about Oprah Winfrey. I think about people that just break down barriers. And that's what you need to get in touch with in yourself. That's what you haven't tapped into yet, is I'm a change maker. I'm here to change the way it is, not succumb to the way it is. And I think that's been what's wonky so, for you.
Break down, you said, break down barriers.
Yeah, that's who you want to be. Make your own path. Be an inspiration.
And I don't know why. I don't know why I have a problem. I have in the past had a problem of setting my intention, of finding my path, of seeing my path. So I settle for knowing that being here is what I'm supposed to be. So just even if I just accept the fact that I'm here, this is where I'm supposed to be, and even though I don't see something in front of me that says I'm going in the right direction or doing the right things, that I know that there's an inner faith in me that I've always had.
Well, I think that that's why your life is working out. That's why you're in, you know, that's why things are generally good for you. I think that just to push you to the next level, it's like, you know how I said I'd rather be angry than bored?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said that? Because of the energy of it, like it gives me momentum. You're not like that.
No,
you're like,
I remember that.
I'd rather be bored than angry.
When you said that, when you said that, I was like, and I would rather be bored than angry.
Exactly. And so you need more energy, more excitement, more passion, more of that energy.
Yes.
I need to chill more. Okay. So that's what you need. You need to go, why do I want to do this? Why do I want this career?
Okay.
Because that's not strong. It's, because the truth is, for me, why I want anything is to uplift people, to make a change, to donate, to give good to the world, to add something of value. That's what I
want
to do. That's
for me
what
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that in just, you know, obviously, you know, I work in a restaurant, whatever.
Right.
And so I look at every table as a little stage. And when people constantly tell me I'm the best server they've ever had, I'm like, you know, because I don't look at it as work. I look at it as you're at my house at a party. I'm the host.
Well, that's
and I
why
want you in part, like
that.
I just. Exactly. And I also
but with
just
your
came from
other
a situation
career,
where I thought.
You have to add energy to it. It's like it doesn't have enough energy.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Of like, why do I want this other career? Like, why do I want to do music? You know, like I'm now for, you know, TV shows, and I'm did one for Dee has the Bupalupaloo. I wrote the theme to that, like doing songs for shows and stuff. I'm in my power. I love this. I love bringing life to something. I love, you know, having a scene with my music behind it. And it's like, oh my gosh, we're all working together. Like, what do I love about doing the music? I love the collaboration. I love the inspiration. I love the energy. So that's what I would give energy to for you.
Okay. Yeah. I just, it's that passion thing that you said, like, you know, I don't know. I'm sedated. It's almost like I'm sedated.
Yes. 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 That's what it feels like. It feels like I'm sedated. That's correct.
But overall, and last thing, health-wise, throughout, I've been taking yoga. I've been trying to get, you know, my last COVID 10 pounds off, stuff like that. But
yeah, I'm not
health.
Worried about it. I think this is about you opening up to being seen. That's
oh,
what
wow.
all I feel
okay.
like it's about. It's like, that's why when you activate the career you want, which is making you feel seen, you're going to find some resistance there.
Resistance from myself or resistance
yeah,
from others?
Yeah, of being, of going, can I really shine? Can I really be in the light? Can I really be out there and seen? Do I really want that? And that's what you need to sort of clean up a little bit.
Okay. And just ask
Thanks,
myself,
Mikey.
Is that what I want? Thank
yes.
you, Nadi. I love
Thank
you. Bye.
You. Love you. Bye, honey. Okay. Next I have, where is it? 775. Hello.
Hello. This is LaVon in Reno.
Hi, LaVon. How can I help you?
Hi. I'd like the general, please.
Okay. Okay, so it feels like you're going through something right now that's a little bit wonky. It's not like massive, but it's wonky. And they're showing me here around relationships. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I have a relationship at work that is not what I would like it to be.
Okay, yeah. It's
that's
on, yeah,
the only
that's
one
what they're
I can
showing
think
me.
Of.
Okay, is that what did you want to focus on today? Do you want to look at that or do you want to look at something else?
No, I would like to look at that. I'm ready for change. I'm open to change, but I'm so tied to the security of that paycheck.
Yeah, you are. You are. So they are showing me that there's a gift here at this place for sure. There's a gift at where you are that you haven't quite gotten yet. So this dynamic with the coworker, it's almost like, LaVon, you're a different you when you go to work. Like you're you right now, and you're not really bringing all of real LaVon to the table at work. Does that make sense to you?
That does make sense because I feel judged and I make myself smaller. And,
yes, and that's
and,
the problem.
And she brings out all those inadequacies in me.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes. So, but you see, she's a reflection of what you're bringing.
Right.
Okay. So I always say, you know, we're all going to make – everybody has – flaws. Okay. Everybody has things they're good at and things they're not good at. And what you want to do
right.
is own your mistakes and own what you're bad at. And then it takes the power away. You know what I mean? And so, for example, embarrassing, I'm terrible with geography and I'm a terrible speller because I'm not a visual person. I'm an auditory person.
Uh-huh.
I'm an energy person. So visual things, I was dyslexic as a kid and it's bad, but I own it. I'm like, I'm a terrible speller and I'm terrible with geography. And it used to be something that I had shame about. Do you know what I mean? So what I'm trying to say is it feels like if you can take a little ownership and go, I'm going to bring all of LaVon to the table. I'm going to open my heart at work. I'm going to look for the good in people. I'm going to look to have more fun at work. Shift that energy and oh my gosh, things are going to move because you're a powerful energy there. You're a powerful influence when you do that. And that's what you want. You want to be an influence because there's this sense of like everybody there is afraid and insecure. That's what I'm saying with like basically the whole group.
Oh, you broke up. I'm sorry. I couldn't catch
I don't know why. Stupid blog talk. I said that everybody there is insecure and like afraid. That insecure, afraid energy. And people want to be uplifted. They want to be uplifted. And that's what you need to bring. You need to bring more an uplifting energy, and you're going to just enjoy it there so much more.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's true. I know that.
And you'll see. It'll be quick. to, if you can go, this is what energy am I bringing to work? What is my intention to bring to work? Because there's so many gifts from this job that you can get. You can enjoy it more there. There's room for that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I want it to be more fun. I mean, work should be fun. It's not all about work,
that's right.
work.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So if you can set those intentions, I think it would really help. And let me know how that goes, because I would love to hear the shift.
Okay, great. Thank you. Right.
Thanks, LaVon. You guys, uh-huh. thank you so much. I'm so sorry I couldn't get to everybody. I will be live Saturday, December 3rd. And again, if I didn't get to you and you feel like you've called in, go ahead and email me at Nadia@intuitionbynadia.com, and I will be sure to get to you next time. Sending you so much love, you guys. Create an amazing month.